were you a winner or a loser when it came to Northern Ireland tickets for this summer's Euros? Yesterday, some of Northern Ireland's most loyal fans were told they've missed out on potentially a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see Northern Ireland in the European Championships in France. Despite the IFA putting a point system in place, which was supposed to benefit those who attend matches regularly. If you want to pick up the phone this morning on this, 0330 80 55 55. Stephen, morning, Stephen. Good morning. We asked the IFA to come on this morning. They said they didn't have the time to talk to any of you today on this programme. What happened to you, Stephen?
Basically, Stephen, I've been going to Northern Ireland matches for most of my life. I'm 34 years old now, so it's been over 20 years I've been watching Northern Ireland. Through the highs and the lows, the England and Spain games, but also the now, whenever I've seen them, they beat 1-0 by Canada. So, you know, the good times and the bad. But, yeah, you know, I applied for tickets as a block booker. I've been a block booker now for the past number of years, and I received word yesterday that I've been unsuccessful in my application for the Poland game. Now, the Poland game is the only game I can go to as a teacher. It's the only one that I can actually go to with my work commitments. But I suppose going to the Poland game, I knew that the ticket allocation was at its lowest for that game, so there was always going to be that chance that I wouldn't get, and there would always be the chance of that disappointment. What's angered me more really is that hearing a lot of people who have colleagues in their work or friends or people who live in their same street who are going to the matches and have been accepted for tickets and have never been to a Northern Ireland game in their lives. And I think that's where the issue is with most Northern Ireland fans.
Yeah, and it's a real pity that the IFA can't find any time to talk to supporters this morning on the Nolan Show, because I notice in the statement UEFA have said that the loyalty scheme had been implemented according to the scheme provided by the IFA. So UEFA is not saying there's been a cock-up here, there's been a software malfunction. They're saying that they implemented it according to the scheme provided by the IFA. So what scheme was that? Who came up with it? And what have the IFA been doing?
Well, that, to be honest, is the questions that amongst my own supporters group, we've all been asking each other, and nobody wants to come out and actually say anything. Nobody wants to give any answers. It's all very hush-hush and being very deep inside the IFA headquarters. Yeah. You know, for example, how many people were working on this to make sure it was organised properly? Yeah. You know, the date that they've said they passed on the priority list to UEFA was the 29th of January. Now, to me, that seems very, very late in the day when on Monday there, people were seeing transactions that were due to come out of their credit cards. Mm-hmm. You know, have they, you know, they've passed this on? Why did it take them so long to come up with this priority list when there's emails and information and fan numbers of fans who have been block bookers for a number of years, many fans, more years than I have, and many fans who have been to away games that I haven't even been able to go to. So, you know, and where is this list? You know, I would question the IFA and say, can this list be made public? Can we see this list where our names lie on the list? Because how other fans who have never been to a Northern Ireland game, and they've come out and openly said that they've managed to get tickets, some have secured tickets for all three group games.
But what is this? What is this formula that the IFA have come up with so the people who have never been to a game before got tickets from UEFA according to the IFA scheme?
Well, that's where all the questions are.
That's the question for the Irish Football
Association. Your guess is as good as mine. You know, and I would love somebody to come out and actually explain to us how this has happened.
Well, do you know what we will say? Do you know what I'll say publicly to the IFA this morning? It's a pity you're too busy today to talk to the people that actually support Northern Irish football. I know you've been in other shows, but it's a pity. And we will give you the opportunity to come on this programme this morning because there are big questions to ask of you. Let me bring in the DUP MLA, William Humphrey, because you've been following Northern Irish football since you were a kid, William, right?
Since I was 8, Stephen, and I'm 48 now, so I've been going there 40 years, yeah.
Did you get a ticket?
No, I applied along with my nephew, who's been a block booker in recent years as well. I converted him to the Greenman Army cause, and we both applied for tickets for the Ukraine game in Lyon because simply it was the biggest stadium, 59,000, I think. So we thought Northern Ireland get the biggest share of the three games in terms of the tickets. We'll apply for those, and we got emails yesterday to say we didn't get tickets. And I want to say very clearly, Stephen, you know, I want to congratulate every Northern Ireland supporter who got a ticket. And I will be in France, should I be sitting in a cafe or in the square in Lyon, I will be supporting the Green and White Army. I'll be at Windsor Park next month cheering them on in the friendly game, because I'm a Green and White Army supporter. It's nothing to do with Mike O'Neill, Stephen Davis, the players. I wish them well and the Green and White Army well. But it's nothing to do with the manager, whatever. But it is to do with administration. And I think the guy's quite right in what he's saying. There needs to be clear instruction given here as to what actually happened.
I tell you what we'll do, William, on behalf of you all this morning. We will contact the Irish Football Association right now, and we will ask them, will they publicly publish? In other words, will they give us the criteria that they gave to UEFA for the loyalty scheme?
We will
try to publish that on our website.
To be fair, the IFA have been on all our channels.
They certainly have.
Earlier, maybe one. But I'll just make this point, Stephen. You know, when you hear of scenarios exactly like my own, where a friend of mine who has 1 point went to one friendly, I have 18 points. Exactly the same category of ticket, exactly the same grind, same venue. He gets tickets, I don't. There's clear inconsistencies. And one of the things I think we need to understand is, why is that happening? Why are people able to apply for tickets? We haven't been in Northern Ireland game for 30 years, and they're getting tickets when other loyal fans have been going. And I have no difficulty with any fan getting tickets. I want to see the maximum amount of support for the Green and White Army in the Euros. That's what every Northern Ireland supporter wants to see. But I also think this, what we should have been doing, and I hope we were doing, is, as well as liaising with UEFA, as I heard Mr. Nelson saying yesterday, they were, we should have been talking to England, who have qualified for all the recent tournaments, see how the England fans and the English FA handled their allocation of tickets in terms of loyalty. Because once you introduce a loyalty system, and they did, and they worked with the amalgamation, and you've heard Gary McAllister, you know, I have two constituents, Stephen, who have 27 points. There are only 30 other people in Northern Ireland in terms of support for the Green and White Army who have more points. And they didn't get tickets for the Poland game.
Well, I'm being told by a source that the scheme was dependent on the category of tickets applied for, and whether you applied for individual matches or for the follow my team option.
Well, you know,
Stephen, could I just say on that, I know many people in my own supporters club, and the message spread around a lot of people in various supporters club that the follow my team was actually going to put you at a disadvantage. So I know plenty of people who came away from that and decided just to go down the individual route and book individual matches. And on the category thing, there was also an option put on the application where you were willing to move categories if you were unsuccessful in the category you had actually selected.
Let me squeeze in, David.
Was there.
Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, David.
Hi. I've been one of the Northern Ireland supporters for, I'm 61, so a bit longer than Stephen previously there, and the debenture holder. But I applied with my son, who also is a debenture holder, and we also were unsuccessful. I also, Stephen, was chairman of the Northern Ireland Supporters Club here in Portadown for 20 years.
And you got turned down?
I got turned down, yeah.
So what is the scheme the IFA come up with that meant people like you were turned down?
Well, as the previous callers have said, Stephen, this seems to be the big question as to who's at fault. Is it the IFA who took down all our details as debenture holders, all the games we'd been to, the points that we were awarded?
Right, well, I'll tell you what we'll do, because we're towards the news now. We'll let you know before the end of the show what the response is from the IFA to our request for them to publish the scheme that they come up with, which UEFA is saying is the reason why some of you didn't get the tickets. The Irish Football Association have been in touch with us about the ticket allocation, or the lack of it. I was challenging the IFA to publish their documents explaining the scheme that they come up with, that they recommended to UEFA, because UEFA are not saying there's been a cock-up. UEFA are not saying there's been a computer malfunction. They're saying that they implemented the ticket allocation according to the scheme provided by the IFA. So I was challenging the IFA to publish that scheme. Here's the response they've come up with. They've invited me down to Windsor Park to have a look at the scheme and how they did it, and they say they're 100% confident in the process. I've got the telly show tonight at 10:45, BBC One, Nolan Lives on air, but we'll certainly get one of the team down to the IFA, and we'll come back to you tomorrow then with that scheme that they come up with. Gary, you're calling us about this. You want to know, no doubt, how they've allocated the tickets. You didn't get one, or did you?
No, I didn't get a ticket, Stephen, but my problem is I'm at the other end of the Northern Ireland fan base. I haven't been able to get a match this year with family and work commitments, and well, I took a chance at booking and going for the free tickets. My problem is the Stade de Lyon holds 61,000 capacity, so who's going to fill that stadium with Northern Ireland and Ukraine fans?
Yeah.
The Parc des Princes, which is the Paris one, it holds 49,000. Again, there should be enough for all the genuine supporters, as well as a lot more. In fact, they should be able to cater for most of the fans. And it really it confuses me where there's like 6,000 catering for the Nice fan base down there. There's only 6,000 out of that 35,000 capacity stadium. I think there's 11,000 out of the Stade de Lyon. Who's getting all our tickets?
Yeah.
Who's going to watch the game? Who would even be interested?
It's a fair question.
FIFA need to be answering these questions. I really don't know. I'm totally confused.
UEFA, of course, not FIFA. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, Gary, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.